Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Discussion and action on the our city has a RV park out at Fort Mason Park, and as most of your listeners probably know, we have Mason Habitat has caravanners that come through and help with building a new home nearly every year, and they were asking for a reduction in rate. We normally charge $30 a campsite per day if it's just leased on a daily basis. And they were asking for a reduced rate. That's kind of a contribution or kind of a help. So what we ended up doing is reducing that rate to $5 a day, try to offset our cost for water, electricity, and sewer out there for those sites. And they're going to have, I think, 9 at one time, maybe 7 at another time, coming in and working on a new house for our community, an affordable house for a resident. Those houses are built and then sold, and kind of at an at-cost basis. So we wanted to encourage that and help that. So that was passed to help them. Those folks will be here between February 19th and March 19th. And then again, between April the 9th and April the 30th. And they're building out on the north east part of town, another residence out there. So we're happy to be able to support that effort. Item number two was the approval and selection of our new Mason County Judge Cherie Hardin to sit on the Concho Valley Council of Governments in San Angelo as an executive committee and as a General Assembly member representing our community. And so that was also passed very easily, and that information was confirmed and sent to Cobb Council of Governments here in San Angelo. She'll be a representative for our community. The next item was we were looking at selecting a company to represent us to seek a grant through the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program for the cycle of 23-24. Those run on two-year cycles. And what we are looking at would be hopefully as much as $500,000 with about a 15% match, and we could use that funds to help us with infrastructure needs. And so we looked at two companies. We looked at Public Management, LLC, and GrantWorks, and both of these are very well-known companies that are grant writers, and they also do studies. Public Management actually did a study and is concluding that this month that helped us map out our utilities, helped us in streets, and helped us identify our needs. And so by once we receive all of that information, we will be able to go ahead and seek a grant to help us. Possibly that could be used in our water system to help improve that. Our initial concern is we want to make sure that we are able to extend the proper utilities to our current residents before looking at expansion too much. So that selection was made. That we did select Public Management. They're the ones that did a comprehensive plan as far as our utilities that's going to be concluded next month. So since they started this project, we decided to go ahead and go with them. Both companies are very good. We may use GrantWorks in the future for maybe a different type of grant that they specialize in. So they're a good company as well. I think Public Management's based out of Marble Falls. Item number four, we also had discussion and action was taken. I asked permission approval to order a municipal election. We have two seats on our commission. We call our council members commissioners because of our type of government, but commissioner for District 2 and District 4, which is going to be Anna Velez as well as Paul Smith, respectively, and those districts will be up for re-election if they choose to run. That election will be held on May 6th, with early election with the weeks week prior to that. And are already voting the week prior to that, and we are on a two-year cycle for commissioners as well as the mayor. So those two positions will be up for, I think they have to, they'll open up later this month. Folks that are interested that will come in and fill out the proper paperwork and throw their hat in the ring, so to speak, to run for those positions. We are excited about having the best people we can on the commission to help us go forward, actually. Item number five is we rescheduled our meeting for next month, since the third Monday falls on the 20th, which is President's Day and a holiday for the city here. We rescheduled on the 13th of February, and so we will change that date. That was approved by the commission as well. One of the last things before we went into an executive session was discussion and action, consider and approve the quarterly investment report. And this was my first one to do. I was nominated to be the investment officer for the city of Mason. And we did quite a few changes. I think maybe we've talked about some of those in the past of our investments. We did look at a new investment opportunity, which is called a government pool, and it's where different type of government entities pool their money together and make investments. So you have a larger share of money that a lot of times can take advantage of better investments. We have some money invested in that, I think somewhere around $123,000. The rest of our reserve funds, I guess you could call them. Some of them are ear-tagged for specific purposes, but the rest of those funds are invested in CDs with one of our local banks here. And as maybe your listeners know or aware of, interest rates are up. So that's one of the few ways that we have an advantage for city government to be able to invest in CDs, certificate of deposits, and make more money on the reserve funds. We actually exhausted a little bit of money out of our general operating account and invested those short-term in CDs to make some interest, even if it's only for 3 months. We're making some interest there with our local bank. So anyhow, we're excited to develop some income and revenue from that. That's important to help our, to protect our community's funds and draw as much return as we can on that. We then, after that, and that was approved, my report was approved. I had been sent to a school in Austin to learn the ins and outs and learn different types of investments and make sure they don't violate the laws that regulate that, because the city funds as well as county funds are highly regulated. And so I had the experience of getting some information there. The next item on the agenda, we have the commission has retired and went into executive session to discuss some personnel things. Those two things were the discussion of a performance review for our city secretary, Patty Allen, as well as a performance review for our city administrator, John Palacio. And what the commission did when we did our review last fall, late last fall, on these two employees, because these are actually the two staffers that directly, I guess you could say, work for the commission. John oversees operations and all the other employees and staffers, and Patty's kind of split up between the duties she does for the city for John and the duties she does for the commission. But anyhow, when we did the reviews, and these are very well-respected, very good employees, very good staffers, but we set some kind of milestones, some ways to wait how they are progressing. One of the things that we had asked them to do is to fill all our vacant positions. We had, at that time, I think three or four vacant positions, and they're in the works of getting those positions filled. And because we know that we need all hands aboard to do the full service that we're required to do by the city. And so we discussed some of those things, some of the logistics on them, some of their vision as to how they were going to get those projects done and how they're progressing. And we'll do that again in 3 months. And so it's nothing earth-shaking. It's just strictly the commission is trying to do their job and manage the folks that we have the oversight of. Those went well. They both those reviews, I think, were accepted by the staff members as well as the commission. We had a good visit about that, came out and took action on both of those events. The next item was the consent agenda, and that is the commission. I don't know how many of your listeners know, but the commission receives a many-page report from John Palacio, our city administrator, as to our financial conditions, what money was spent, what revenue came in. We receive reports from each department within the city as to what they've done for the month. We also get reports on what business has been transacted and going on with the city as far as our future. And so that's sent to us digitally now. We don't do that on paper, and we are able to read those things beforehand and ask questions. And one of the questions that was asked last night by our Commissioner Keller was still trying to understand how municipal funds are handled and how it works and how they're expensed and what revenue, how it comes in. And it's under accrual system, which is different than most businesses or some businesses. So it's a little bit hard. We're still got a little bit of learning curve going on there to have a full understanding of how that all works. But some good questions were asked, and we're gradually, with this new commission, gradually learning the ins and outs of the financial reports for the city. John's got a busy schedule ahead, and he reported that several things we're working on. We're testing a well to possibly look at obtaining. He is working with, we'll be working with the Texas Department of Agriculture on a grant that we did receive. We received a grant for $350,000 with, I think, a 15% match to help us with our one of our very major parts of our sanitation system, a lift station over on Spring Street that's in dire need of being replaced. We have some funds in hand for that, so we hope with the funds that we receive, that'll cover most of the cost, and that will be a great improvement. That handles about 80% of our wastewater that comes through the city and goes out to our sewer pond. So looks like we got a pretty big agenda. Robert Rayburn, one of our commissioners, myself, is meeting with an engineer today to look at our city steps and sidewalks around the square. We've got some real challenges there, to see if there could be some solutions that come up with that. So had a good meeting. Happy with our forward thinking, our staffers, and we're trying to look at some problems and trying to seek some solutions. None of this happens overnight, and that's one thing I've had to learn, is I have to be patient with the progress of things. You ever move slow, and I began to figure out and learn that the reason for some of that is because we have to be very careful of what we do and how we do it, and have to make sure our attorneys are plugged in to make sure that we do things in a proper manner. But Lynn, anyhow, that pretty well concludes what we did last night. We'll have another meeting today.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.